T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey guys, I'm Alexia from Bob Radio, and I'm super stoked to have you here. They just performed at our SDCCU sound space. You guys were amazing. Go ahead and run through with us the songs that you did real quick.
Well, we started off with the big hit that everybody knows, mm-hmm. Big Mountain Four. It's our flagship song, Ooh Baby I Love Your Way, originally written and composed by the great Peter Frampton, mm-hmm. Our friend.
Yes,
indeed. Wow.
We were just standing on his star in Hollywood the other day.
That's right. Oh my
he
gosh.
Sent us a message on Instagram.
Aww. That's huge.
Yeah. And then we did my brother sang a song.
Vibes Up Strong. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. That's a song that we did a number of albums ago. And, you know, it's about the vibes and the. That was a correct New Day album. And the vibes of the struggle of the common people, you know, everything that we all kind of deal with on a day-to-day level. It's just that struggle, paying the bills and trying to, you know, keep things together and, you know, go through each day, you
yeah.
know, meeting all the needs that we need to be met. It's all a lot of pressure. So it's a good representation to the people to just to remind them that we just keep holding strong and we just keep pushing every day. And, you know, we're always guided through it and we just got to have faith. There's always that light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And then we finished up with our new song, which we just recorded a video for, Deportation Nation. It's going to officially be released on Spotify on November 14th.
Awesome. I really loved the performance. Have you guys been touring lately, or is this you just starting back up again? Or
you know, we've been touring. James has been focusing on his solo project, but the rest of the band has been touring steady for about a year and a half.
Wow.
And we took a long break.
But on and off for 25 yeah. years.
So you've been gone for a little bit. Did you miss
yeah.
them?
Of course. The biggest thing I miss is my brother.
Aww. And,
you know, I needed to just kind of go and do my own music and vibes and, you know, had also a lot of things going on in life that were just a lot, very consuming. And my brother also kind of took a semi-break here and there, you know, and repositioned himself over at Ensenada and made a lot of big changes. And so, you know,
life
now,
happened.
Yeah, yeah, life happened, right? And so we're blessed to have beautiful children that mm-hmm. are all doing really well. And we're so stoked to worked so hard to create our families and, you know, create that stability within ourselves and our children. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a real blessing to know that after all the times of ups, downs, and all arounds,
mm-hmm.
here we are and everything's pretty stable, you know.
Yeah.
And we're super blessed.
More than ever.
That's amazing.
Probably more than ever.
This is something I don't want to repeat.
So, okay, you got a new song coming, and is that going to be a whole new album soon, too?
You know, the market really doesn't
yeah.
lend itself to albums these days.
Yeah.
Albums are so much work.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
And they break up bands.
Aw.
they're just, you know, it's money and time. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And really... And the way the industry is set up right now, it just really doesn't lend itself to doing all. And there's really nothing telling us to do an album.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're kind of focused on doing a single and a video with every single,
right?
And just really putting our all into each song, and maybe like once we get 5 or 6 singles.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, do a
EP.
Yeah. You know, we're not really doing a whole lot of planning besides...
Going with the flow,
trying to get tight. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of like what one of our, you know, we're a little bit out of practice. You know, mm-hmm. we want to get, you know, the band's excited about just, you know, getting... We've been missing his vocal.
Aww.
For like the last year and a half. So I'm like excited to have the three-part harmony again.
Yeah.
You know, and just killing it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're excited about doing a lot of live stuff now.
You know?
And putting our energy into trying to, you know, get ourselves in a nice, wicked, presentable, you know, place to, mm-hmm. you know, we're already traveling and things are moving forward and whatnot, but it's all about kind of just wanting to lock in and refine and mm-hmm. kind of restructure a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know, fortunately, we've all been doing this music for so long that it's already ingrained in us. So
yeah.
It's more about just kind of refining those nooks and crannies.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you guys are still like in the area, living in the area, or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you grew
up
here?
Came back.
Actually, yeah, I just relocated about 3 years ago to San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
you live in Hawaii.
Oh, amazing.
Maybe even four now. It moves so fast. And then Kino's been in Ensenada, but, you know, he comes back and forth all the time. So technically mm-hmm. he's still around and local in San Diego doing his thing. But
we have three members from Montego Bay, but two of them live there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And one of...
one in L.A.
One in L.A. and then one in, like, San Clemente.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Awesome. Are you guys excited for the Music Box show tomorrow?
Super stoked.
I'm excited. Yeah. You know, actually, it was my first time seeing Big Mountain right here, which is surprising because I live in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
You would think I've, you know, seen you guys. I've seen you on YouTube and, you know, on social media. I've uh-huh. actually seen your band play before.
Okay, vibes are strong.
And so I'm really excited for the show tomorrow.
Nice.
I got a little sneak peek.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we had a weird timing in our career that we peaked right when the music business was falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're too young to remember the transition from analog to digital.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some really tough years, you know. And you know, what's going on here, like the kind of stuff you guys are doing, none of this kind of stuff happened,
mm-hmm.
right? And for as, you know, and then we kind of went through so much, it was just so unstable for such a long time, the streaming, you know, the music business is finally coming back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is fun now, it's easier to connect with your fans, you know, and so it's a fun time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really... And I think it's better that we kind of just stayed out for mm-hmm. a while and didn't burn ourselves out, didn't break up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
true.
Because we all went and did our thing. We all sort of learned to really appreciate Big Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're coming back with fresh energy.
I'm excited. I'm so excited and yeah. stoked to meet you guys.
Yeah,
it's seriously an amazing experience. And I can't wait for the show tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, good vibes over here in San Diego, continuing on with the conscious vibrations of sweet reggae music.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
94.9 Bob Radio. Thank you, guys. We really had fun today. You guys got it.